Hi, Brent Abel here, webtennis.net. And you know, the most often asked question that I get is about the mental part of the game. And I want to kind of help you this week with a specific situation that occurs to all of us in either league matches, tournament matches, or just kind of friendly, fun matches with our friends. And that is, you are in a situation where you've got a very easy ball to put away, and you know, you absolutely blow it. I mean, you do something where, you know, you hit the ball a mile out, you hit the ball in the bottom of the net, worst case, you swing and miss it, I don't know. But, you know, you've got a volley for a put away, you've got an overhead for a put away, maybe you've got an easy serve coming in, and as a returner or server, you just don't get the ball in play. And what we do is we have a very negative response. We have a very negative reaction to that situation. A lot of that's just out of pure embarrassment. I mean, you know, it looks like it's such an easy thing, and we're embarrassed that we can't execute what appears to be so simple to do. So what I want you to do this week is I want you to think to yourself, what's kind of the worst case scenario that you've been in the last, you know, last 10 times that you've played tennis, whether it's singles or doubles, and you've had the easiest ball to put away. And I want you to sort of visualize that happening again. And you've got three other people in the court, let's say for doubles, or you've got other people watching. I want you to visualize how you're going to positively react to that situation. And really, the way that you can do this is you can simply just not respond to it. You can simply just kind of walk away from it and get ready for the next point without any kind of negative response. And the benefits are that you are telling your brain, you're telling your conscious brain that, hey, you know, this is not a problem. You know, this is just something that everyone goes through, everybody does it, and we're just going to move on and start playing the next point. If you have a negative response, as we normally do, it really can affect your play for the next, you know, few points, if not for the rest of the match. So I really want you to do some visualization where you can sit there, you can close your eyes, and you can imagine yourself going through that situation, an easy put-away volley, an easy put-away overhead, you miss it badly. So what I want you to do is to respond to that visual in your mind of missing the easiest put-away of all time, simply not having any kind of a negative emotional response to it. There's no negative critique, there's no negative nothing. All you simply do is you just walk on, you get ready for the next point, and that's it. You're done with it. And really, you know, it'd be easy for me to say, hey, the next time you're in that situation in the court, do this. The reality is, if you don't practice it, and the way we practice it, especially with the mental part of tennis, is we practice it by visualizing. We practice it by being off the court. You know, when we're off the court, and you can visualize, you know, 90 million times during the day. You know, you can sit there in your chair at your office and take 1 minute, take 60 seconds, visualize something negative, and then what's your response going to be? On the other side of the coin, I also want you to go ahead and visualize you're taking that same shot, and you do exactly what you want to do with it. You take the short lob, you put the ball away, and you don't have a huge positive, you know, celebratory type of response to it. You simply take care of business and you walk on and you get ready for the next point. Okay? Try this. I want you to visualize this thing, you know, a couple, two or three times today. Try it again tomorrow. Maybe the next time, you know, you go out and play. Let's see what happens. Let's see when, you know, if there's a negative situation where you got an easy put away, you miss it. Have you now practiced that response enough to where it's sort of natural for it? On the other hand, you know, do you have that positive situation where you get the short overhead and you do what you should do, you take care of business? Do you also have a sort of a non-emotional, kind of no response type of situation there? So, hope this has helped. Any questions, Brent at webtennis.net. Thanks very much.